Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Glenn Upice is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Glenn is the founder of Power Insights International. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's been with us many times to talk to us about issues that are very important to small business owners, and he's here now. Glenn, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you here. Glenn, one of the things that I've been trying to drill into my audience's heads, into small businesses' heads, small business owners' heads for a long, long time, is that everybody on the planet is not a prospect for them. Everybody in their town is not a prospect for them. Everyone who's in the phone book is not a prospect. Everybody who walks in your door may not be a good customer prospect for you. And that we have, as small business owners, by definition, we have a limited amount of resources, a limited amount of human power, a limited number of hours in the day, and we only have so many transactions that we can conduct in any given day, week, or month. We better make sure that those transactions, that time we spend, that those people that we work with, are the people that make the most sense for our businesses. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. I mean, not every customer is a good customer, and that's really what's happened, is that customers today are, at the end of the day, not willing to share in the risk. And I think that's where a small business owner's mind must be forced to change. It must be forced to revisit and understand a customer's profile really well to identify what the benefits are for its products and services. I've seen many instances people looking for volume. They say, I am a volume-driven company. I need to get volume. I need to generate the efficiencies because I'm being squeezed on price. Today, companies need to be looking at innovation and finding ways that their products offer a competitive advantage to their customers and clients, Jim, so that they can start controlling the customer relationship and being part of the risk and reward profile.
Now, see, you said something just now that's probably foreign to most small business owners. And that's controlling the relationships. Most small businesses do business 100% as a reaction to what comes at them, rather than to have any kind of control over where they're going.
That's exactly right. I mean, we see in many.
That is not a business model. That's a formula for failure.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, unfortunately, when people see what the big guys do, then the smaller folks think that they need to be doing the same thing. And as a small business owner, the mindset needs to be different. Remember, we're entrepreneurs. We have the nimbleness and flexibility to do things different than the big guy. And with that, the mentality also needs to adjust itself to thinking that it can do things more creatively, much more strategically, in order to create relationships that are may not be volume-driven, but they're margin-driven. And in today's age, if you lose one customer that's high volume, then you could be out of business. So
right.
Small businesses need to be a little bit smarter in addressing what their product deliverables are in order to align themselves with the right customers that make them profitable.
Now, you do something, you've been working on something that you want to talk to us about today that combines three very important areas: networking, profiling, and partnering. Tell us your definition of those three and why you put them together.
Well, sure. Well, first of all, when you look at networking, I mean, a lot of people look at it as meeting people who can be of help to you and then you being of help to them. Clearly, in the formation of a customer relationship, it's all about the win-win. And I think that as a small business owner, we get caught up in many cases with fear, the fear of survival, that we don't forget that it's about what's not only important to the customer, but how are they important to us? So when profiling customers, it's important to understand, again, it's back to the fundamentals, Jim. How can we create that win-win? Profiling, I mean, we look at that as a process of analyzing the anticipated performance or application of a product and service. Today, as you know, the more mature a small business owner gets, the smarter they become in detecting the patterns. And once we start detecting the patterns, we have the knack for anticipation. And I think that that's what makes a small business, a developing small business owner successful, that ability to anticipate just in fact how the customers are going to respond and adapt to the products and services that we're offering them.
Well, you know, profiling is in some contexts, profiling is politically incorrect. But I will tell you, if you're not profiling your customers, if you don't know who is likely to be a good prospect for you and who isn't, then you're going to waste a lot of time. You're going to anticipate business from people who are never going to do business with you. And I mean, you really need to know what kind of a customer. What is it? Male, female? Is it an older person? Is it middle aged? Is it a younger person? Is it somebody who just moved to town? Is it somebody who's a homeowner who likes to lease cars instead of buy cars? Whatever that is, there's a profile for your business. And if you don't know what that is, then you're basically driving blind, aren't you?
That's exactly right. And again, it all comes back to smart profiling leads to identifying what your risk profile is. And that's very important when you're assessing what the true value of your services are. We get that question time and time again, is I'm being forced to lower my price to get business. And I think it's the time, we've reached a time in small business survival that people need to really have a true understanding of what their product deliverables are, so they can start focusing on making money. Because if we're not generating the cash flow, Jim, as you know, we're not going to stay in business very long.
If you have said that this recently, folks, if you said, I've got to do more volume because I'm getting squeezed on price, and that is your thought process, that is your strategy, that's your reaction to market forces, then and if you don't change that, If that's the story you're sticking to, go ahead and close up now. It'll be a lot less brain damage, a lot less pain. Go ahead and lock the doors now. Turn the lights off. Don't go back to work. Don't go open your business up tomorrow, because eventually your company will not make it in the 21st century.
That's exactly right, Jim. And that's why companies need to stop looking at their businesses, their business models, and their customer profiles.
Well, and the thing is, folks, that's tough love, and I'm sorry if that hurts some of your feelings, but I hope that it does, because I'm hoping that you'll either try to prove me wrong or you'll see that I'm right. Either way, hopefully it'll lead you to what you should be doing, which is what Glenn's talking about. When we come back, we're going to talk about partnering, and then we're going to put these three together. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away.
The late, great Otis Redding, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. It's all there for you, and you'll find out a lot more about what we're talking about with Glenn Upice. Many, many times, many things that I've said in the articles that I've written and in the archives of the interviews that I've done in the past, you'll see a common thread through that work, and that is that the price war is over, and we lost, small business owners. The price war is over, and we lost. Don't fight the price war. Why would you fight a war that's over and has been decided, right, Glenn?
That's exactly right, Jim.
I need your website too, Glenn.
Sure. It is glennyopis.com, GlennLLOPIS.com.
Yeah, Glenn Upice. It doesn't spell like it sounds. Don't forget the L's there on the front. It's Upice with two L's like llama, right? Right.
That's
Glenn?
Exactly right. Two L's.
Okay. Now we've talked about networking and profiling. What about partnering?
Well, it's interesting. I feel like this is almost a fallacy as a small business owner on what people define as being a partner, and a partner just isn't having good personal or professional relationships with a prospective client, meaning that just because you go golfing with them or just because you have lunch all the time, that doesn't truly define a partnership. The question is your customer relationship at a point where it's willing to share in the risk and reward? And that's something that's, I know, very difficult for small business owners to think that they could ask a customer to share in risk. But everything's a risk. And unless you operate like a middle market large company, they're not going to take you seriously. And as we mentioned during the break, Jim, we have to create a perception through the way we market our products, our company, our services, and our brand to give that perception that we're smart enough and intelligent enough with our product and service deliveries that we could start asking customers to share in the risk.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that takes a little bit of courage. It takes training too, don't you? We have to train our customers. I think that's one of the low hanging fruit out there, Glenn. That small business owners could take advantage of, that could grow their gross profit and their bottom line, if they could train their customers on what it's like to do business with you, what your challenges are, what you're trying to accomplish for them, and how they could help you to be available, to be successful, and to continue to be available to them as a resource.
I'll tell you, Jim, you really, really mentioned a good point here, and that is training the customer. It's funny, small business owners, because they're so passionate about their business and they have such a high belief that their products are always the best, especially against the larger juggernauts. But training a customer today is probably one of the more important elements of a small business owner's plan. Helping the customer understand not only your products and services, but training them about your people, training them in showing them that you are, in fact, a trusted resource of an industry, of a particular product category, that you're able to identify trends just as well as the middle market and the large companies. Training a customer to believe that they can confide in you, and that's where I really take this to the point of, you know, what we call customer alignment. Where you can start sharing the risk and reward because your customers have become trained and they
right.
can start believing in what you're offering.
Let me give you a good example of that. Let's say that you have customers that you deliver products to every day.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you do that? Why do you deliver to them every day? Probably because somebody on both ends, your end and their end, isn't doing a very good job of planning.
That's right.
What if you went to the president of that organization or the manager or whatever and said, look, and you say, you know how high gas is. If you and I can work together a little bit and plan a little bit, maybe just 36 hours in advance. That's all we got to do, 36 hours in advance. I can have you all the stuff you need and only be here three times a day. You don't have to deal with my trucks. You can deal with my trucks 2 days less than you have been. And it saves me fuel, and I don't have to raise my prices, and everybody wins.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's funny.
And that costs nothing but a little time.
That's exactly right. Well, it's interesting. Now you've taken it to a whole other level. I mean, one thing is the profitability involved with a product or service offering. The other things are the elements involved with overhead that's associated with operating your mm-hmm. product in service. And so when you start taking the training portion of a customer relationship to a greater understanding of the overhead and the components involved with the overhead involved with managing your business, now you're getting customers to realize that you're managing it to the point where you're looking at every cost component that, if planned and communicated properly, there's no reason that one should be smart enough to start sharing that risk in the overhead for the reward in the product deliverable.
Right. And the benefit to them is your company stays healthy, your company
right.
is available to them as a resource, and it puts off any price increases farther in the future.
That's exactly right. And I know I've mentioned this on the show before, Jim, but folks like Costco Wholesale, I mean, people always ask, how can Costco stay so competitive? Well, not only have they opened their minds to be trained by small business owners,
right.
but they also understand the benefit of being able to share it in the risk and the in reward because they're allowing themselves to be trained. That's part
Glenn,
of
Glenn, I got to wrap it
formula.
Up. Thank you for being here today. Good job today, as always.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. Great to be here.
Glenn, you peace, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, and I will be too, with Brad Huskin after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.